Bro Stuff here. Thank you for being here on the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Stuff. Today's December 9th, 2016, and the title of today's report is Russia Develops a New Nuclear Weapon. So what's going on is Russia has developed a first strike, stealth capable, 100 megaton nuclear weapon that is drone-like. It's self-guided. It operates underwater, it operates on land, and it operates in the air. Now, just to help you understand how big 1 megaton or 100 megatons is, if you detonated this and exploded in the heart of Texas, it would wipe out and vaporize, wipe off the map in the United States, the whole state of Texas. The complete entire state would be a crater. And there would be a big hole in the ground that used to be Texas. The entire state would be vaporized. That's how big this thing is. Now, Russia was able to build this and is getting ready to put it in its arsenal, because in the Stark Treaty, there was a loophole where they could develop this type of weapon because we failed to close the loophole. Also, I think it's important that we understand how big this is. Another way to put it would be if it was detonated in Israel. Israel's the size of New Jersey in the United States. How many New Jerseys fit inside of Texas? One bomb like this hits Israel and they're done. I mean, vaporized forever and ever. I mean, it would just, that part of the earth would just be in the ocean. It would be gone. So we know in the Ezekiel narrative, the Ezekiel 38 narrative, that there is going to be an alliance between Russia, Iran, Persia, and the North African countries, and an Arab-Russian alliance, and a Persian-Russian alliance. Maybe better said would be a Muslim-Russian-Persian alliance. That's probably the better way to say it. So there's going to be this alliance, and the Bible says it, that the number of men and people that are going to ascend on the mountains of Israel, it's going to be like a cloud moving across and over the land of Israel, over the mountains of Israel. They're never going to make it into the heartland of Israel. They're going to be up on the mountains, and it's going to be like a cloud has descended upon the mountains of Israel. And then the anger of God, his fierce anger, rises up into his face, and he goes to war with them, and he wipes them all out. And the ones that are left after God deals with them, they go back in disgrace, back to Russia and to North Africa and to Persia. They escape. The ones that are able to flee in disgrace. But the thing I'm trying to point out here is that do not think because we are about ready to have a new president of the United States that Russia is going to become all of a sudden passive and easy to deal with, and that Russia is going to be our friend, and that Russia is just going to kind of go along with the program. They're not. They've just developed the only weapon of its kind that's capable of wiping out and vaporizing large swaths of Earth. And why am I talking about this? Because we need to be alert to the fact that this war in Ezekiel 38 is coming. We don't know exactly when. Is it going to be a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? We don't know when. The timing, by the way, that's up to God. That's His department. We can't be concerned with things that God has not asked us to be responsible for. The timing of events and circumstances and situations, that's in His hands. P.S., side note, believers, you and I, we shouldn't be debating and arguing over times and seasons and all these things. God doesn't want us dividing over, you know, one says it's going to be a year, another says 5 years, another one says there is no rapture, one says there is a rapture. All of this arguing and complaining and this arm wrestling between believers is not good for our witness to the world. And I would recommend that we stop doing it. And we let God worry about and be concerned about the things that are in His control. And we stop dividing and arm wrestling over these things. Because what really matters when it's all over and done, just read Galatians 2. You'll see what's important. What's important is the gospel, the life, the sacrifice, the burial, the death, the resurrection of our Lord. That's what's important, and that's what we should be focused on the majority of the time, and then we should be alert and watching for signs and events that are pointing to the return of Christ. Absolutely, that's biblical. But it shouldn't occupy all of our time, and we certainly shouldn't argue about it. So with that being said, I'll leave that alone and be done with that. But I did want to alert you that my sources that are in the know and the defense community have let me know that this is a very serious development. This bomb, that 100 megaton nuclear weapon that Russia's developed, very serious. We know it will never be used against Israel, but it's something that the intelligence community is really, really concerned about right now. So what should we do? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people, and pray that God watch over them. Because we know as we move closer to the return of Christ, His people, the Jews, are going to suffer greatly. And, you know, their days of blessing are still a ways away. And they're going to suffer so much before they recognize that Jesus, Yeshua, is their Messiah. They need our prayers. Pray for them. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I think that's a good thing for all of us to do. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, please accept Him into your life today. Go to brosteph.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll see how to accept Jesus into your life. Read and listen to the information there, and ask Christ into your life today. Be the best thing you ever did. Smartest, best decision you can ever make in your life is that, to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord. This is Bro Steph. I'll see you again on another Prophecy Insights podcast. Bye for now. Make it a great day.